This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The wet, heavy snow that hit Colorado this week is great news for the state's snowpack. That's what supplies our water when it melts each spring. Greg Hevener is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Oh, it puts, you know, several more inches within the snowpack areas in Colorado, the headwaters of the Arkansas and the Rio Grande, you know, even the South Platte. So now we're above where we typically are in mid-March when it comes to our snowpack across the high country.
For this snowstorm, Hevener estimates that 10 inches of snow equals about 1 inch of water. And as you dig out from the snowstorm, why did some parts of Colorado get inches of snow and others got feet? Hevener says, location, location, location.
So this was a completely upslope-driven storm. The farther removed you were from the foothills and mountains, the less snow you received.
For example, Denver's official measurement at the airport was just under 6 inches of snow, while Aspen Springs in Gilpin County got 65 inches. That's more than 5 feet. Hevener says it took several hours longer for the rain to turn to snow further east. A plan to overhaul Grand Junction's post office has drawn resistance in Congress. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett was among 20 lawmakers to sign a letter opposing proposed changes to rural post offices nationwide. For Grand Junction, the idea would involve sending local mail to Denver for processing and back again. Residents in western Colorado are concerned this would lead to delays caused by storms like the one the state saw this week. This is CPR News and KRCC.